Gentlemen of the School Board of Pineville, we've met here this afternoon to discuss this petition that was presented a couple of weeks ago, asking that we throw out the Latin and spend the time learning our boys how to raise corn and the gals how to cook. Is the investigating committee ready to report?
I was appointed to investigate the Latin class, so I went over to school yesterday and took a seat alongside the schoolma'am and jotted down a few points. I'll see if I can read what I got written. I should say there were, well, probably a dozen class. Jock Sullivan's boy got up first, great strapping fella, 16-year-old, and he recited something like this. Now let me get my glasses on. Hold on, I guess I've got it upside down. Well, I guess that'll go better. Well, he begun, I'm a bow, I'm a bass, I'm a bat. I'm a bannis, I'm a battis, I'm a bant. And every boy in that class got up and said he was them same things. A bow and a bass and a bat. And a bannis and a battis and a bant, whatever they be. That's all they said they were today. Then some of the gals got up and recited in concert. Kick. Now, hold on. That's an H instead of a K. Kick. Hike. Hawk. Hug us. It all sounds like a mess of nonsense to me, but them last three words seem to have a sort of a significance. But they may not mean what they say they do, because this is Latin, you understand. I asked my boy Zeke what it was about, and he said that was a piece of poetry they had today. Well, maybe it was, but I wouldn't put too much dependence on that gentleman, because my boy'd do anything under the sun if he thought he could get off a good joke on his dad. Well, I pass in the report just as I took it down.
Gentlemen, you've heard the report of the investigating committee. Any more remarks? Squire Huxley, you're a lawyer. You ought to know all about Latin. Supposing you get up and give us your idea of the subject. Ah, gentlemen, it has been some years since I have perused a Latin textbook, and my knowledge is more of a general than a particular nature. However, it might be that I could give you a few points. The boy may be right. There were a great many of those early Latin poets. I used to be familiar with some of them. Let me see. There was John Bunyan and Plato. Oh, there was a number of them. I wouldn't be sure. I would like to ask the board one question. How many of us here know the meaning of that familiar Latin saying, E pluribus unum? Not one. Gentlemen, that celebrated quotation was spoken by George Washington, if I remember rightly, at the Battle of Gettysburg. And it means, give me liberty or give me death. I am in favor of retaining the Latin, that our young people may know these things.
Any more remarks? Well, if you want to know what I think about it, I'll tell you. What under the sun is the use of our youngsters spending their time over a language that's been dead more than 1,000 years and ought to be buried? It looks to me like a mess of consarn nonsense from beginning to end. When I went to school, they had 3 divisions to the old English grammar, and they was good enough for me. There was orthography, etymology, swine tax, and prosody. Now, is any more remarks? Well, anybody got a motion to make? Motion made by the undertaker that we bury the Latin. Any second to it? All in favor of this motion, make it manifest by saying aye. Contrary. So vote, and I'm glad of it. Now let's go home.